Okay. Are we ready? We're going to go to Tokonuma. And is it your turn?
Oh, no.
No?
Oh,
your turn. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. What is Tokonuma?
Tokonuma is an alcove in a Japanese room. And most Japanese houses have a room with an alcove and Japanese-style tatami mats, floor room. It's a recess, one half or one whole tatami mat, an area and a wall. The floor of the alcove is wooden and a little higher than tatami mat, the rest of the room.
Okay.
In the alcove, a picture scroll or a calligraphy scroll is hanging, or a flower arrangement is displayed. Mm. When people get together, the place nearest to the alcove is the seat of honor, and guests sit with their backs to the alcove. Mm.
Okay, good. That's good. Yeah. I know. A lot of times, like Western guests, a lot of times they want to look at the alcove, and so they want to sit facing it. They don't want to sit with their back to it. They like to look at it because of the scroll, the flower arrangement, right? But it's like the seat of honor sometimes, so they're told to sit here. No, I want to sit this side, you know. So. Anyway, what is Tokonuma?
Tokonuma is an alcove in a Japanese-style room. It is where a hanging scroll, base of floral arrangement, and other decorations are displayed. This originated in the 15th century and spread through the common people. Even now, most houses have such a room with tokonuma, at least one.
Okay. All right. Sure. That's fine. Yeah, I forget the history exactly, but was it altar or something, wasn't it?
It's in the 15th century. You know, the famous Ginkaku-ji Temple?
Yes.
Yeah. In the adjacent to the Ginkaku-ji Temple, you have some famous building. In that, tokonuma was set up, which is the original hall. And then it spread throughout Japan.
Yeah, but I heard it was set up as an altar.
Oh, yes.
Some kind of an altar, religious altar.
Yes.
Yeah, and then it just became like a place for decorations and to look at, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Good. All right. What is tokonuma?
Tokonuma literally means the floor space. Toko meaning the floor and ma meaning the space. Mm-hmm. Actually, it is an alcove or an altar, and you decorate with a hanging scroll, a vase of arranged flowers, and other ornaments. Usually, an alcove, an altar, or this tokonuma is in a traditional Japanese house.
Okay. The altar? Oh, okay. All right, so you're saying in a traditional Japanese house, there is usually an altar, a tokonuma,
which is a tokonuma.
Well, the altar?
Altar is like, sometimes it's a separated. There's a portable tokonuma nowadays you can buy, so I say the altar.
Okay, altar, I'm thinking of the butsudan or the kamidana. So that's why I wouldn't...
Table-like tokonuma.
Okay.
Portable one.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say altar, because I was thinking you meant usually Japanese houses have like butsudan, kamidana, and tokonuma.
Just alcove.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good. And what is tokonuma?
Tokonuma is an alcove in a Japanese-style room, and items usually displayed in a tokonuma are a hanging roll,
hanging scroll.
Hanging scroll. bonsai and a vase of arranged flowers and some ornaments. And the position of Tokunoma decides where people to sit.
And,
Where people sit. Mm-hmm. And correct etiquette is to seat the important guest with her or his back facing the alcove. Mm-hmm. And so that the owner have not been seen as to show off the contents of alcove. It's kind of modesty in mm-hmm. Japanese way.
Okay.
So this is about Tokunoma.
Okay. All right. You're right. So it's a way to show modesty, right? So it doesn't show off the items.
I show off items.
Right. Okay. Good. What is Tokunoma?
Tokunoma is the alcove of Japanese style room. There you can see a hanging scroll with calligraphy or painting, flower arrangement base, and in some cases pottery. So you can enjoy a beautiful scenery there.
Okay, beautiful scenery, beautiful setting.
Beautiful setting.
Yeah. Okay. And how big is the Tokunoma?
Well, usually Tokunoma is situated in 6 tatami mats or 4.5 tatami mats room. So relatively much smaller portion. Not big size then.
Okay, but do you know the size?
Around 1 tatami mat.
Okay, yeah, I think she said what's between, well, half a mat, 1 mat, and 1.5 mats, depending on the size, mm-hmm. right? It can be 3 sizes, but usually half a mat, 1 mat, or 1.5 mats. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, good. All right, let's go to gardens. Everyone's okay with Tokunoma? Any questions? Okay, so gardens. Tell me about Japanese gardens. And I have something here that, you know, well, tell me about Japanese garden. A Japanese garden is a landscape garden. I just say a Japanese garden is composed of rocks, trees, ponds, and other natural objects. So, I would just say that. Tell me about Japanese gardens. A Japanese garden is usually composed of rocks, trees, ponds, and other natural objects. I take out it's a landscape garden. I don't know why. I just think, you know, Japanese gardens are landscape gardens composed of rocks. But anyway, I would take that out. Then they have here, this type of garden is designed in accordance with the appearance of nature. All you have to say, the gardens are designed to look like nature. Okay, the gardens are designed to look like nature. Okay, so this, you know, designed in accordance with the appearance of nature is like in very complicated. So again, I just say here, a Japanese garden is composed of rocks, trees, ponds, and other natural objects, and is designed to look like nature, is designed to imitate nature, is designed to copy nature. So whatever word you like, that's all I would say. Then this answer talks about the 3 most famous landscape gardens, and you might have other information. So I would just make this a little more simple. Okay, tell me about Japanese gardens.
Okay. One of the characteristics of Japanese garden is
Japanese gardens
are they are composed of rocks.
One of the characteristics of Japanese gardens is
that they are composed of rocks, trees, and ponds, and other natural objects. This garden is designed to look like nature. So we can feel a beautiful and lovely nature in the Japanese gardens. There are 3 most famous gardens in Japan.
The three most. There are the three. What do you try to say to get the three most famous?
The three most famous gardens in Japan are Kōrakuen in Okayama, Kairakuen in Mito, Ibaraki Prefecture, and Kenrokuen in Kanazawa.
Okay. What kind of gardens are there?
What do you mean by this?
There's different styles of gardens. What kinds of styles of gardens are there?
Some of the major styles of Japanese garden are rock gardens and strolling gardens and tea gardens.
Okay, good. Those are the three. There's others, maybe have different names. Hill gardens is another. I'll ask some differences and examples. But anyway, tell me about Japanese gardens.
Outstanding feature of Japanese garden is that they are designed to look like a nature. And styles of gardens have changed over the times. And in the Roman period, rock gardens were developed in Zen Buddhism, and rock gardens are composed of only rocks and the sand. And the rocks represent mountains, hills, and while the sand represents the sea, river, and the lake. And later, when the tea ceremony was perfected, when they refined the tea gardens were made. And later, in the feudal ages, many feudal lords built relatively large gardens, which is a strolling type of garden.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me an example of a strolling garden.
Some examples of strolling gardens are the three most beautiful gardens, such as the Kenrokuen in Kanazawa City in Ishikawa Prefecture, and the second one is Kairakuen, which is located in Mito City in Ibaraki Prefecture, and the third one is Kōrakuen, located in Okayama City, Okayama Prefecture.
Okay, good. All right, tell me about Japanese gardens.
Yes, the essence of Japanese garden making is recalling magnificent scenes of nature and recreating them using natural materials. Roughly classified, there are four types of Japanese gardens: strolling gardens, hill gardens, rock gardens, and tea house gardens. Strolling gardens are usually quite large and feature a pond in the center area and encircled by a path or several paths. Mm-hmm. The typical examples are Kairakuen in Mito, Kenrokuen in Kanazawa, and the Kōrakuen in Okayama Prefecture. The hill gardens are, the outstanding features are hill, tastefully arranged pond, and other elements. The typical example is Saihoji Moss Garden in Kyoto. The rock garden are mainly composed of rocks and sand. Mm-hmm. The rocks represent mountains or islands, and sand represents water. The typical example is Ryōan-ji in Kyoto. The tea house gardens usually consist of tsukubai and a path leading to a tea house. Mm-hmm. Tsukuba is a small basin for guests washing hands and rinsing their mouths before the tea ceremony. Tsukuba is usually of stone and a small scoop laid across the top of the basin and supply of water provided via bamboo pipe called kakei. Those four gardens are typical Japanese gardens.
Hmm. Okay, good. You could write a book, huh? No, that's
thank
good
you.
Because it clearly defines what they're all like, right? Good, it gives an example. So, What? Tell me about that Japanese landscape gardens.
There are four types of Japanese gardens, such as story, rock, landscape, and hill gardens. I'd like to explain the most famous one, which is landscape garden. this type of garden composed of rocks, trees, palms, and other natural objects, and is designed like nature. It is difficult Western style gardens, which place importance on the geometrical layout. In the Japanese gardens, rocks are likened to the mountains, hills, and ponds are likened to the sea or the rivers or the lakes. There are many such gardens open for people in Tokyo, such as Rikugien in Bunkyo Ward, Kiyosumi-ten in Koto Ward. While you are walking in these parks or gardens, you should feel you are just in the nature, because it's a miniature of nature.
Okay, you feel like you are in nature.
You feel like you are in nature.
Because they are, what did you say, replicas or miniatures, or what did you say?
Because it is, the garden is a miniature of nature.
Right, okay. Now, just the thing in your answer, I'm trying to think in my mind. You said that there are four types, but you said landscape and then strolling?
Strolling.
Landscape, strolling,
rock. And rock.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not sure what's the difference between landscape and strolling, or landscape and...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Did you mean something else?
Strolling, rock. Oh, yeah, landscape. Yeah.
Yeah, usually I think it's tea garden. So
tea rolling, garden.
Yeah. Okay. What do we have? Strolling, rock,
hill,
and
tea garden.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So in your answer, you have one of the typical landscape, probably strolling gardens.
Okay.
I think you give the example of the pond and the rocks and things. So that's
strolling,
a strolling garden. Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes,
all right. That's the same thing. Tell me about landscape. Tell me about Japanese gardens.
Okay, I tell you three major ones. One, dry landscape gardens. They're made of only rocks, pebbles, and sand, which express nature, nature with abstract design, mountains, islands, rivers, oceans, ocean, and so on. Two, natural landscape gardens, including the strolling garden, the hill garden, including the strolling gardens, hill gardens, and the tea gardens, are miniaturized landscapes with the image of mountains, lakes, forests, and so on. Alive trees and other plants, water, are used to make the images. Three, flower gardens, which are seasonal gardens which impress Japanese heart living with nature. Most of the famous flower gardens have one or only few types of flowers in their land. For example, plant gardens seen during the end of winter to early spring in a section of Kōraku-en Garden in Mito Prefecture close to Tokyo is splendid. Another example is the hydrogen garden in Sanzen Temple in Kyoto Prefecture, west side of Japan, shines in violet, pink, and blue in rainy June.
Okay, shines, Nani, what was it, shines in
shines
violet?
Shines in violet, violet.
Oh, violet.
Violet, pink, and blue.
Okay, violet, yeah, okay, violet. Good, okay, good. Are we okay with this? All right. Let's go on to shakke. We can practice more if we have time. I'm going to continue with the questions. Shapke. What is shapke? And I have here... I've changed this a lot. I just say, you know, shapke means borrowed landscape. Okay, so shapke means borrowed landscape and is a garden design technique. Okay, shapke means landscape and is a garden design technique. It means incorporating or using background scenery as part of a garden. Okay, so shapke means borrowed landscape and is a garden design technique. It means incorporating or using background scenery as part of the garden. So there are other ways you can say this, but basically this, it, you know, it, the incorporation of outside surrounding landscape, the design of the garden, I couldn't understand. I think this is from some website or some textbook, but basically they borrow the land, they borrow the outside scenery and use it as part of the garden. Okay? You might say it a different way, let me see, but I just think it's not that difficult if you just say it in easier English. So basically they're borrowing the outside landscape or incorporating it or using the outside landscape as part of the garden. Okay, so what do you have for what is shapke?
I'm kind of confused. Shapke is a borrowed scenery as a garden design technique. Mm-hmm. And outside mountains, trees are used as part of the garden, as a unified garden.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's kind of a principle of incorporating background landscape into the composition of a garden. Mm.
Good.
So
that's fine. Now, what's an example?
Shugakuin Rikyu, the Mount Hiezan is used as part of the Shugakuin Rikyu garden. Mm. So those kind of... I can think of other types.
Shugakuin Rikyu uses Mount Hiezan,
yes,
right?
Well,
okay.
I
there's lots of them, yeah.
Only got it, I remember.
Okay, good. What is shapke?
Well, shapke is a borrowed landscape. It is a sort of garden design technique. And by using the actual landscape, such as mountains, trees, behind the wall of the temple.
Behind the wall of the garden?
Well, the wall of the garden. Suppose you are sitting in the room and watching the garden, then you will feel that the actual mountains in the distance is as if
are part
as a part of the picture or the garden.
Mm.
So it is a defined technique.
Mm. Okay, good. Do you know any other
examples? For example, if you go to Ryoanchi Temple in Kyoto, although the garden itself is in a small area, it is a Kare-sansi type, dried sand and rock style, but behind the wall, you see a mountain, and you can feel how the big distance, how can I say?
How the mountain in the distance.
Mountain in the distance.
Becomes part of a garden.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. All right, I don't know what mountain that is. I forget Ryoanji, there is something, but I think people don't pay attention. Okay. What is shapke?
Shapke means barrel landscape and is a garden design technique. It means the incorporation and using the outside scenery, usually a mountain or mountains, as a part of Japanese garden.
Hmm.
There are many examples in Kyoto or Greater Kyoto areas, such as Ensuji Garden, which incorporate Hiezan Mountain into the garden. Mm-hmm. And another great example is Senkan-en in Kagoshima, which incorporates the Sakurajima volcanic islands into the islands, scenery of the garden.
Okay.
Background, which incorporate the volcanic island Sakurajima as the background of the garden.
Okay, right, good. All right, good. What is shakke?
Shakke means borrowed landscape, and it is using the background scenery as a part of a garden. And background scenery includes forests, mountains, and bamboo forests, and sometimes castles. Mm-hmm. And those background scenery incorporate with the garden so well, and it can create a dynamic view in the garden. And there are many good examples of shakke in the western part of Japan. Mm. And then, for example, the garden in Tenryuji Temple borrows Arashiyama Mountain in Kyoto.
Tenryuji borrows.
Borrows Arashiyama.
Okay.
Mountain.
Okay.
And also, Koraku and garden in Okayama borrows Okayama Castle as a borrowed scenery.
Okay, right. Yeah, I figured there was Arashiyama's Tenryuji. Is it? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was remembering. I know that Arashiyama is used, but I forget the temple, Tenryuji. Good. Okay. And what do you have for shakke?
It literally means borrowed landscape or borrowed scene. And the principle of incorporating background landscape into the composition of a garden. The origin of shakke gardens lie the increased local travel of the Japanese elite. When they returned home from their travels, they want to physically manifest these travels at home in a more ostentatious way than could be accomplished with art or the like. So, for example, shakke was introduced to incorporate the foreign land in northern Japan into the southern cities of Nara and Kyoto. Mm-hmm. And the examples everybody mentioned, Shugakuin Ryukyu has Hiezan Shakke,
okay.
Tenryuji has Arashiyama Shakke, and Hikone-jo's Genkyuen garden has Hakone Castle Shakke.
Mm. Yeah, good. Yeah, actually, Hikone is used as a good example. I think it's easy to picture the castle is part of the garden, and that's easier a little bit, you can see. Good. All right, I think we're okay with this one. Let's just go for Japanese garden, question 9. Where would you recommend I visit?
If you travel in Tokyo, I recommend you to visit Rikugien Park, which is about 30 minutes from Tokyo Station. This Rikugien Park is a typical strolling garden.
Strolling
garden. And which has a big pond, man-made rock hills, tea houses, island streams, and also, of course, are surrounded by forest. So if you are walking around the garden, you feel very comfortable. You can calm down because surrounded by the forest.
Okay, being surrounded by
the forest. Being surrounded by the forest.
That's probably okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you don't have to make an answer too long. It's fine. That's good information. So, okay, how do you go to Bhikkhu Dien?
In Yamanote Line, you have a station of cargo Komagome. Mm-hmm. And get off the Komagome, you take only 5 minutes to 10 minutes to south.
Okay, right, just by walking from Komagome station, yeah. Okay, good. Where do you recommend I visit for a garden?
If you are visiting Kansai area, southwestern part of Japan, I recommend you to go to the dry landscape garden in Daisen Daitoku Temple in Kyoto. And this is one of Japan's famous gardens, which is very dynamic, expressing the water flowing from the steep mountain to the ocean. But be careful not to step in these dry landscape gardens. You are prohibited. It's only good to see.
Yeah, I'm sure they have lots of fences and things. Walk in there, right? Okay, yeah, that's Daitokuji?
No. Daitokuji.
Yeah, that's the other famous besides Ryoanji, right? Okay, all right. What could I say? It's your choice, I know. It's fine. I don't think it's like the highest of popularity. So sometimes in the guide test, they want you to say the most popular places, which is maybe boring because you have a favorite place.
Kairakuen,
or like in Tokyo, these Rikugien or something, or, you know, that. But you might want to say also just closer to Tokyo is also Rikugien, which is a very nice garden. So maybe you might want to say two if you're not picking one of the top main ones. Because for a landscape garden, you know, Ryoanji is probably more popular. Okay. So that was just my suggestion. There's nothing wrong with your answer. Just I think they expect you to say certain things like the three major gardens or the major gardens in Tokyo, Hamadikyu or the Rikugien or... What is that? Korakuen Nishikawa, whatever.
Koishikawa.
Korakuen or something. Something like that. Okay, which garden do you recommend?
I picked up some minor garden.
Oh.
Maybe not minor.
Let me hear.
I recommend going to Koishikawa Korakuen.
Okay, that's fine because this is in Tokyo. One of the things also, they want to base like, you know, Yushi gave a good example of Kagoshima. But most tourists are not going to Kagoshima. So probably they would think pick one that's close. Yeah, and that's
and
fine.
I'm
so it's fine.
Impressed.
Yeah, and it's easy to get to, so that's fine. So tell me about it.
Which is located in Bunkyo World, near the home ground of Tokyo Giants, Tokyo Baseball Stadium.
Okay.
The construction was completed by the Mito Mitsukuni. He is a very famous shogun of Tokugawa family. And he adapted scholar's opinion, then named this garden Korakuen, which...
So he adopted?
Chinese scholar's opinion.
Okay.
Then named this garden as Korakuen, which means that the governor should worry before people and enjoy after people. And like other famous landscape garden, this Koishikawa Korakuen is composed of rocks and rivers and hills and flowers and trees to represent a miniature reproduction of scenery, natural scenery. Miniature reproduction of natural scenery.
It's reproduction
of natural scenery. And I think it is very attractive all the year round, this garden.
Okay, all right, good. And how about you? Where do you recommend?
So I recommend Hamadikyu Garden. Hamadikyu Garden is located nearby Shiodome Station on Yurikawame Line. It is also nearby Shinbashi Station, just a 5 minutes walk. And it is a very special place. And at the entrance, you can see 300-year-old pine trees. And in spring, cherry blossoms, you can see very beautiful cherry blossoms. The unique characteristic of this garden is, as it is alongside of Tokyo Bay, it is a seawater pond, so height of the pond fluctuates. And also,
according
to the tide. And you can also see the tea ceremony house and the trees. And well, Shiodome area itself is business district, and you can see a futuristic scenery of Shiodome. Also, from the garden, you can see Tokyo Tower, Roppongi Hills, etc. Finally, another unique characteristic is that you can take a boat tour from this park, so you can go upstream along the Sumida River to Asakusa area, where Sensoji is, or Odaiba shopping mall center.
Right. Okay, good. All right, so we all have that. Let's go to this number 10, the Komamaki. Tell me, what is Komamaki?
Komomaki,
yeah, what is Komomaki?
Yes, the Komomaki literally means a straw mat wrapping. This is done at some gardens in order to protect cedar or pine trees from noxious insects. Some insects harmful to these trees try to live underneath the bark of the trees or dead leaves during the cold winter. And by wrapping the trunks with a straw mat about 1 or 2 meters above the ground, they can draw insects in under the mats. And in early spring, they remove the mats from the trees and burn them together with the noxious insects. And thus, harmful insects are removed and trees are protected.
Okay, that's fine. That's what Komomaki does. Noxious, if you don't like noxious, you could just say harmful.
Harmful.
Okay, now, does it work?
Yes. Recently, a new research have found that this is not
so
effective, because the Komomaki kill no harmful insects as well.
Okay, it kills non-harmful insects as well. In fact, I heard it kills more non-harmful insects than harmful insects. Right? Yeah, that's what statistics now show. They count the bugs and say, oh, this is harmful, non-harmful, and they find it actually kills more good bugs than bad bugs. You could say good and bad bugs. Okay.
Last year I saw Komomaki practice in Rikugien.
Oh, okay, yeah, some places people, I think they do it now just because it looks traditional winter scenery more than the effect. But some places decided it isn't really protecting the trees, so they stopped. It's a lot of work, but it actually is. Looks like, you see that, oh, it looks like winter, yeah. Okay, what is Komomaki? Yeah, this long question. I saw gardeners have tree trunks with straw mats and straw blankets in early winter. What is that for? Hi.
The practice is called Komomaki, and literally means straw mat wrapping. And it is done to protect pine or cedar trees from harmful insects. And then in winter, harmful insects are living under the dead leaves, whereas people wrap tree trunks with straw blankets, then and insects sleep under the straw mats. And in early spring, people take off the blanket and burn them with insects.
Burn them with the insects.
With harmful insects.
with the harmful, with the insects, but don't, not, yeah, the insects is better because good ones are there too, right? But technically, yeah, the answer says that burn them with the noxious insects, but actually just burn them with the insects is, yeah. It's okay if you want to say harmful insects, but it burns both. Okay, all right. I think we all know what this is for. Just know what it is. I don't, you know, this answer isn't actually that difficult. Just, I think you all know what it is. Let's go to Kare Sansui. What is Kare Sansui?
Yes, Kare Sansui means rock gardens or dry landscape gardens in Zen temples.
Okay.
Those gardens epitomizes the influence of Zen Buddhism. The act of raking the sand into a pattern recalling waves or rippling water has an aesthetic function. Then it's a religion to meditate and concentrate to reach enlightenment. Then Zen priests practices this raking also to help their concentration. A famous rock garden is Ryōan-ji in Kyoto.
Okay. What's special about Ryōan-ji's rock garden?
What's special?
Yeah.
Oh, they are composed of rocks and sand only.
Okay, yeah.
And rocks replace water or iron.
Mm.
And sand represents water.
Mm.
And there are supposedly 15 rocks in the garden, but from any angle you can see only 14.
Yeah,
and
that's
one is missing.
Yeah.
But
birds can see it, right? Yeah, that's what's special, right? There's 15 rocks, but from every place you view, you can only count 14, right? Good. What is, and again, Kare Sansui, this is dry landscape garden, or usually called rock garden.
Rock garden.
Yeah, in the West, if you said a dry landscape garden, oh my God, your garden's dead. It's dried, right? It's like, oh, you need to put water, it's dead, you know. But it's a rock garden, people understand.
Uh-huh.
Dry landscape, they go, why don't you put water? So it just sounds funny when I hear this, but that's the literal term that usually means rock garden.
Rock garden.
Okay, so what is Kare Sansui?
Kare Sansui is a rock garden, which is one type of Japanese traditional garden. It consists of rocks and sand without using water. The rocks represent, rocks constructions represent rock constructions.
Rocks, just rocks represent, that's fine.
Rocks represent.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rocks represent mountains, hills, while sand represent the sea, the lakes, and the rivers. The famous rock gardens can be seen in Kyoto, for example, Ryōan-ji Temple,
mm-hmm.
Daitoku-ji Temple,
mm-hmm.
and Saibō-ji Temple. And in Kamakura, you have Jōmyō-ji Temple and Meitoki-ji Temple.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah, this one's, what is Kare Sansui?
Kare Sansui is a dry landscape garden for visual appreciation. It expresses mountains, islands, and water using only rocks, sand, and pebbles. It creates an abstract monologue, picturesque image of nature. And you can see it in major temples and hotels in Japan.
Okay, what is it supposed to represent?
Rocks usually represent mountains and also small ones and larger and flat ones, islands, and sands usually rivers or ocean.
Mm. Okay, it's supposed to look like, what is Sansui?
Sansui, san means mountain, mm. and sui means water.
Yeah, so it's supposed to look like bokuga thing, right? Like
yes.
a drive, like a India Ink painting of water and mountains.
Yeah.
So it's just, but it's a 3D.
3D monologue picture.
Yeah, 3D, 3D, well, India Ink picture, right? Okay. Well, you don't have much time. Let's go to bonsai. What is bonsai?
Bonsai is a part of a tree which has been dwarfed and shaped by such methods as pruning and wiring in order to create aesthetic shapes.
Aesthetic.
Aesthetic.
Beautiful shapes.
Beautiful shapes is easier.
Yes.
Okay. And bone is a tray-like part, typically used in bone bonsai culture. And it is common trees used for bonsais are pine trees and ginkgo trees and maple trees and plum trees. And there's a very famous town, it's called Bonsaimura. Not famous, but Bonsaimura in near Omiya, I think.
It's near Omiya, yeah. Omiya-koe.
Omiya-koe. And it's Bonsai Matsuri in May, I guess. And it's very popular among older people. It takes years to complete cultivation to get a good shape of bonsai.
Mm. Okay.
And very expensive.
Yeah, good. Okay, good. Does everyone know about this bonsai mura or bonsai? Some people, I think local people call it bonsai cho. Yeah, it's in Saitama. If you go to Momiya, you go Tobu Line and take and go to Omiya Koen or something.
Have you been there?
Yeah, I went there. Yeah, I'm old, that's why I go. No, I went there to see because this question comes up and I've never been there. But there's like seven families that run bonsai farms. But what they do, it looks to me, more than selling, it looks like they take care of them for people. Because a lot of these bonsai have stayed in the family for hundreds of years, many years. And people who are busy will kill it if it's at home. So they leave it there like a bonsai hotel, I think. And then at New Year's time or sometime special, they'll have it delivered and decorate in the tokonuma. You can buy them also. So it's okay, but if you're looking to buy things, there's some are very expensive. But you know, I would just go to the Shimachu or something and buy something cheap. So if I die, I don't waste lots of money. Anyway, what's bonsai?
Bonsai is a potted tree, and to create a specific shape, people have some special technique, like pruning or wiring. And also use dwarfing and something like that.
Mm.
And you can see, well, sometimes as a festival in a big park like Ueno Park or Shiba Koen Park, you can see a bonsai contest where amateur bonsai producers gather and compete each other.
Compete with against each other.
Against each other.
Okay, right. They, coming like November 3rd, there's Culture Day. There are a lot of exhibitions also. Then, and I think to see there's also, is it Kisho or someplace there? There's a bonsai type of museum, I believe. I'm not sure. I think it's Kinsho or someplace near that area. There's some kind of bonsai museum. And this bonsai cho or bonsai mura in Momiya has a very nice museum. It's only like 300 yen, but it's very, very nicely done, and it explains a lot more than the nurseries do. The nurseries are just there for business, and they, you know, they don't have a lot of time to explain. So the museum has nice exhibitions of bonsai, explains this shape, this shape, that way. So, good. All right, good. Thank you for coming. I just wonder if you have any questions. Sorry I kind of rushed at the end. I guess we need more time, but I think you have an idea of what to say. Any questions? No? Okay. Yeah?
I have to miss the class next week because I have a TOEIC exam.
Oh, okay, we could, yeah, all right, we'll practice. It's about clothes and things, right? About when did Japanese start wearing Western clothes? That was the first question. Yeah, okay, all right, right, good. There's lots of clothes, so, you know, tabi is fun to teach.
Yeah.
Tabi, right? Tabi, your mittens for the feet. Okay.
You explain things Japanese. Sometimes many Japanese words have to use some. Sometimes.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, in the guide,
okay.
Yeah, in the guide test, if they ask you what is, you know, tabi, then just say tabi in your answer. You don't have to say like Japanese, you know, socks or something. If they ask you the word in Japanese, it's okay. So, what is juku? You know, why do students go to juku? Students go to juku because they want to study after school to pass the difficult examinations. So you can use the Japanese if they ask you that. Okay. Good. All right, then we'll see you next week. Have a nice week.
Thank you so much.